Newsrooms around the country and maybe even a few legal offices are alight this morning after the Dominion Post went ahead and published a whole bunch of evidence that they obtained from the police. Well, I don't know if they obtained it from the police, but they obtained it, and it was all the evidence used to justify the police raids in the Urawera earlier this year, last month, I believe it was. Joining me now to discuss this very hot topic, Jim Tucker, media law expert and head of the Whitirau Community Polytechnic Journalism course. Good afternoon, Jim.
Yeah, hi there.
Thanks very much for coming on the show. Now, the editorial in the Dominion Post, and I must actually point out that the Don Post declined to come on the show, they stated very plainly, "We believe we are acting within the law." Not everyone shares that opinion, though. What do you make of it?
I've just been looking at Stephen Price's blog. He's the very capable media law commentator from Victoria University. He's just produced a book on all this, and he's arguing that, in fact, it may have broken the law in terms of the Crimes Act, which has a section in there which says that if you disclose something that's been intercepted, if it has something to do with an interception warrant or emergency permit, which I guess we're dealing with here, then you've broken the law. He also discusses contempt of court, whether it would affect a fair trial for these people if they face, it seems they will, charges under the Arms Act or anything else later on. Mm. I'm less interested in that side of it, to be honest. I think those of us who tend to comment on the media are more interested in the press freedom issue here. And my case is this, that this does not just involve the public interest. The law courts have attempted to define public interest, and it's a sort of a fairly vague and weak defense. But this is not an ordinary case. In my view, I think we're talking about the national interest. And I'm not sure any court has defined what that is. And this might sound a bit grand, but we're really talking Pentagon Papers territory here. And for those of you listeners who don't know what that is, and probably most of them, they're probably all young.
No, they're not.
All right, okay. This is the case with the New York Times, published over about 4 days, I think. The Pentagon Papers, this was Defense Department papers under the Nixon government, which really said what was really going on in the Vietnam War. And it took a couple of days before anyone realized what they were actually publishing, even though they had pages of it. And this went to the Supreme Court, and the New York Times won the case. Now, the Dominion Post may or may not have broken the law. I'm less interested in that. I'm more interested in the argument, is there such a thing as the national interest, which is greater than the public interest? And in this case, is breaking the law then perhaps acceptable? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, despite you not being very interested in the legal aspect of this, I'm sure the Dominion Post is very interested. I understand the police are now saying the scope of their inquiry will be broadened to include newspapers. And you even had the Solicitor General spell it out quite plainly. He said it's a criminal offence to have and to publish intercepted material. Pretty serious stuff here. I mean, this could be a very costly mistake for the editors at the Dominion Post.
I don't mean to dismiss the legal side. Of course, I'm interested in that.
Sure.
I have been following. What I'm saying is my viewpoint is really more a media one. If they are done for contempt, then the problem there for them is there's no limit on the penalty.
Are we talking prison sentences?
Well, yeah, prison sentences, millions of any fine that the court decides or the Solicitor General goes for. If it's done under the Crimes Act, Section 312K, according to Stephen, then the maximum fine is $500, so it's unlikely that it'll happen there. Yes, they do face a problem that they were warned in advance, so this is kind of flaunting the warning, isn't it?
Mm.
Or flouting the warning. The Solicitor General has not, according to Stephen, taken a case of this kind before, so or not for a very long time. The classic ones on the books concerned Radio New Zealand, when one of its staff interviewed the jury in the Swedish tourist case after some evidence sort of popped up later when one of the bodies was found, and said, would they still come to the same decision? And they got done for about 90,000, I think, in 1993.
Yikes.
And they tried to argue there a public interest defence or the rights under the Bill of Rights Act, but that was thoroughly defeated because it's not supreme law. There was another one, the Gisborne case, escaped prisoner, Gisborne Herald, Dominion, and the Hastings paper all revealed this guy's previous record, not knowing he was facing other charges and currently undergoing a trial. So they got done for about $50,000. But those are the two classic cases.
Yeah, it's difficult
to... What was argued in there, this is the interesting thing, is what the Don Poe is probably going to argue is that these trials under the Arms Act, or whatever they're facing, the 17, are likely to be a year or more away, 18 months. And the law does recognise that after 6 to 8 months, in most ordinary cases, no jury will have remembered. However, in a case as big as this, that may not apply.
Right, right. I read that and thought they were being maybe a tad disingenuous, saying they wouldn't affect, publishing this wouldn't affect...
Recognised in by the law courts, so that's a fair argument. Because a lot of research has been done on this, you know, interviewing juries and asking them whether they were affected or remembered any publicity to do with a particular case, and in almost every case they didn't.
Yeah.
So juries, I mean, you'd probably say that as a jury member, wouldn't you? You'd say, no, of course I wasn't affected. But so the law does, or the judiciary does, recognise that argument. Maybe not for a biggie like this.
It's also very easy to see why they might have done this. I mean, the police have been very secretive about the evidence which compelled them to act, and judging by what the Dominion Post has published, a lot of that evidence is pretty scary, even to the point of maybe being terrifying.
Yeah, this is where I'm saying this is not an ordinary criminal case. This is a matter of politics, really, isn't it? Or the government of the country. Therefore, there's my argument about the national interest.
So, do you think they were right in publishing?
Absolutely. Support them all down the line. All of us were wondering what the hell is going on here. What was this evidence? How bad was it? The real danger that it was even the evidence was even going to be destroyed. Although Stephen said that was possibly unlikely because there could be some civil cases coming up. You know, Peter Williams suing the cops or whatever he's going to do. So this stuff could all have disappeared, and then we were all left wondering, and the Don Poe is really saying that ain't good enough. You know, the public, the country has a right to know, and I support that. I'm a great supporter of press freedom. I guess the argument that you you face when you come across, when you if a media outlet gets this kind of information, classically, it has to ask itself whether it should refer it to the authorities. Now,
sure,
that's obviously not an option in this case. That's where they got it from, probably. So you're then into utilitarian ethics. You know, one relatively small group, their interests may be disadvantaged as opposed to the interests of the nation. And if that's the penalty to be paid, so be it.
Public interest, national interest, in your words, journalism on the front page. Do newspapers still do that? I mean, I thought it was about money these days.
Well, we had a terrific current affairs discussion session at the school today, I can tell you. I said to the students, this is very rare media event where you get a newspaper, clears everything out. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't actually run the whole 150 pages of evidence, you know, like the Pentagon Papers. You know, they only cleared 2 pages of their paper. You know, I would have gone whole hog. I would have put it up on the website. You know, easy for me to say, no longer an editor. Tim Pankhurst and Paul Thompson are probably sweating this one a bit. They're the two editors involved. Paul at the press. The other question that I'm interested in is, did their lawyers in fact advise them against publication? And if so, and if this ever got to court, would client confidentiality prevent that coming out in court? Because obviously if you're up in court in something like this and you have to admit that your lawyers in fact said, oi, don't publish, it's dangerous, then it's not going to help your defence.
No. I wish I had the
opportunity. That's a side issue, yeah.
I wish I had the opportunity to ask them, in fact. So Jim, finally, how do you see this one panning out?
I'm just watching the other media. It'll be interesting to see what the Herald does tomorrow. Everyone else is sort of taking the very cautious line that they're just saying that the Don Poe and the press have done this. Be interested to see, we were scanning all of the websites this morning here. No one else has jumped on the bandwagon yet. Will TV3 now go for it? I don't know. I haven't heard if they were actually injuncted last Friday. I'm presuming there that in their early news bulletin, someone spotted what was going on and there may have been an injunction served on them, in which case they can't do anything. But you get into a situation here as to whether the rest of the media is going to be brave and hunt like reef fish, as David Longy was referred to the media. If everyone goes for this, then what does the Solicitor General do then? Sue the lot? Sue just some? It's very difficult to injunct all the media outlets. So we've got a fair bit of action in the next few days to see how this goes. But meantime, you know, this is good old-fashioned journalism in the public interest, and I applaud the Dominion Post. There you go.